Guru, 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 guru. Say guru, guru with love. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Guru, 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 page 256. You have got the human body with a great fortune. Take advantage of this. Meditate on the Nam as much as you can. However much you have slept thus far is enough. At least now open your eyes. Say Guru, Guru with love. Whoever has moved the rosary of the Nam of the Master with true heart, all his illusions and secrets were erased because such a light was manifested within. Drink the nectar of the Nam of the Guru. Make your life interesting. Say Guru Guru with love. The holy Nam of the Master removes the heat of passions, curses, and anxieties. The Satguru is hungry for the love and affection of the devotees, as was Krishna or Rama. The moments which are spent in the Simran are precious. Say Guru Guru with love. Whenever the devotees remembered him, he came running barefoot. He always embraces the poor ones, and he always gives support to the weak ones. O Kripalji, give me the alms of Nam. This is the request of a Jab. Say Guru Guru with love. Guru 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 Guru. Say Guru Guru with love. Guru 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 Guru, page 256.
Guru 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 Bola Prema Se Guru Guru. Guru 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 Bola Prema Se Guru Guru. Bade Bhage Manas Tan Paiya Is Kala Bahuta Le Jitna Naam Diya Sakta Hai Utna Naam Diya Le Bade Bhage Manas Tan Paiya Is Kala Bahuta Le Jitna Naam Diya Sakta Hai Utna Naam Diya Le Jitne Soya Wahi Bahut Hai Ab To Aankhe Khol Prem Se Guru 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 Bol Prem Se Guru 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 Bol Prem Se Guru Guru Jisne Feri Sache Man Se Guru Naam Ki Mala Jitne Ved Bharam Te Mit Gai Aisa Hua Ujala Jisne Feri Sache Man Se Guru Naam Ki Mala Jitne Ved Bharam Te Mit Gai Aisa Hua Ujala Guru Naam Ka Amrit Pile Jivan Mein Ras Ghol Prem Se Guru 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 Bol Prem Se Guru 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 Bol Prem Se Guru Guru, Guru. Tap, shap, santap, mitata, Guru kapavan namah. Prema bhav ke buke sat guru krishan kaho ya rama tap shap santap mitata guru ka pavan nama prema bhav ke buke sat guru krishan kaho ya rama jo pal simran me biete hai ve pal hai anmol prem se guru 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 bol prem se Guru, 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 Bola Prema Se, Guru, Guru. Ya kiya jab bhi bhagton ne nange pedo doda aaya. Sada din ko gale lagaya, sada diya dur bal ko sahara. Ya kiya jab bhi bhagton ne nange pedo doda aaya. Sada din ko gale lagaya, sada diya dur bal ko sahara. Kir naam ki paavo kir pal ji, aaj barah bola prem se guru guru. Guru, 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 Bola Prema Se, Guru, 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 Bola Prema Se, Guru, Guru.
Whenever the devotees remembered him, he came running barefoot. He always embraces the poor ones, and he always gives support to the weak ones. O Kripalji, give me the alms of Nam. This is the request of Ajab. Say Guru, Guru with love. Guru, 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 Guru. Say Guru, Guru with love. And a reminder that in memory of Master Kripal's birth, February 6th, we will have a virtual retreat on that date, Saturday, February 6th. We'll begin with Master's birthday message from 1967. And Master says, "Dear children of light, I send my hearty love and blessings to you, one and all, on my this 74th physical birthday. I am a man in souled body, like each one of you. All are men first, bearing the badges of one or the other religion. All mankind is one, with the same privileges from God. Born the same way, having the same construction of their bodies, outer and inner, and the same conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, enlivening the body. To be born in a temple is good, as it works as a casing of the kernel of truth, alive, but to die while congealed to the casing and forgetting the kernel of truth within, is debasing one from the truth, which is a heinous sin. In my heart, I have a vision of the fraternity of spirit. Organized religion, with too much emphasis on outer forms and rituals, become fortified compartments of egoistic power, more than instruments of service or aids of self-realization. These inevitably result in quarrels with one another. We need a simple movement of the spirit, with harmony and brotherhood of humanity and love for man, bird, and beast. I take the religion as a yoga of life with love. Yoga means the control of mind and the subdual of desires vitiated with egoism. This will lead to real happiness if we renounce the fruits of our actions and work as instruments or puppets of the Lord. Let our actions be an offering to the Lord. Mind that spirituality is non-egoism. May our selfless work for spreading the message of the Master, which is God's work, draw many unto thee, O Lord, and may our name be forgotten. Let us belong to the kingdom of the Master, the Word made flesh, and dedicate our life to the service of the Master, who is the beauty of the simple life and selfless service. Let us follow the Master and make his noble teachings as a part and parcel of our lives, and attune ourselves with Jyoti and the music of all harmonies, reverberating in all creation, which will open our inner eye and will leave no room in our hearts for spite or hatred for others. What to speak of brothers and sisters who are united in the unbreakable bonds of spirit by the Master? Your heart will be filled with love and compassion for all that live, sentient or insentient, man, beast, bird, and all of nature. We should lead and teach a life of compassion and love to all beings on earth. He really knoweth who loveth and serveth all, is the message of the wise ones of humanity, like Buddha, Christ, and Nanak. It is the message of our daily life, and the modern world so piteously needs it. I wish you to progress spiritually and to lead a life of righteousness, good thoughts, good words, and good actions. With all love, your own Kripal Singh. We're continuing now a satsang begun last week. This was called Out of the Cycle of Pain. It's a talk that Sanchi gave January 24th, 1986 at 16 PS. And Sanchi is going to be commenting on a bhajan or bani of Swamiji. We'll begin that bani. Leave this abode of pain and happiness, climbing up to Satnam, get attached to him. Your living in this body is for 4 days, then this village will be left. Wealth, brothers, sons, grandsons, they will not be of any use. And Sanchi says, Swamiji Maharaj says, we do not know how much relation we have with this body in which we are living. We don't know when our soul has to fly out of this body. If we are not rising above this body and leaving it ourselves, then the angel of death will come and separate us from it. Everybody's time, cause, and place of death is fixed. Nobody knows how he is going to die and where he is going to die. Kabir Sahib has explained the life of man by giving the example of a bubble in water. He says, the life of man is like a bubble. When the air fills the drop of water, it becomes a bubble. But when the air leaks out, the bubble is finished. Just so is the life of man. As when a leaf falls down from a tree and the wind blows it away, so is the condition of our human life. Sufi Sant Farid Saad has said, when the time of the wedding is fixed, the groom comes and takes the bride away. In India, when the parents arrange a marriage, they fix the date of the wedding, and it doesn't matter if there is any big accident or anything. Still, the groom and the in-laws try their best to reach there at the fixed time and take the bride away. In the same way, Farid Saab says, when the soul enters the body, the time for her leaving the body is predetermined. And the Lord of Death comes there and shows his faith, his face, at that time. If she is not ready to leave the body by herself, then he pulls the soul out of the body, thus giving her a lot of pain. But whatever time is fixed for her departure from this body, she has to leave the body at that time. Farid Saab says that this soul is also like the bride who will be taken away by the groom. The Lord of Death comes as the groom, and it doesn't matter whether the bride is ready to leave or not. The groom will definitely take her away. If she is ready to go, she will go happily. If she is not ready to go, even then, the groom will take her away. It is very difficult when the Lord of Death comes and takes the soul out. If the soul is ready to go, then it is all right. Otherwise, she suffers a great deal of pain. And after death, the path on which she has to walk is very thin, 1/10 the size of a hair. So those souls who are prepared for death before death comes, they do not have any pain. Those who do bhajan and simran and prepare themselves for that time which is going to come to everyone, they do not feel any difficulty. Those who do bhajan and simran are not bothered by the Lord of Death. He does not come for them. But those who have not improved their lives, those who have not taken initiation and have not done bhajan and simran, they are given a lot of trouble by the Lord of Death. Here the man says, I have so many sons, so many grandsons. I have a wife. Or the wife says, I have a husband. I have so many sons and grandsons. But when the time comes, none of them will help. Often I have said that except for Satguru, there is no other protector of ours in the temple of the Lord of Judgment. There is no one else who can save us from the snare of the negative power. There is no one except our Master who can release us from all this pain and unhappiness. But it is a pity that we do not have love for the Satguru as much as we love the worldly things. Kabir Saab said, the Master desires for and loves everyone, but no one loves and desires the Master. There will be only one out of millions and billions who desires the Master and who loves the Master with his every single breath, all the time, sitting, standing, doing anything. He who says, my life is yours, everything belongs to you. There may be only one or a few out of millions or billions. Master loves everyone. He desires for everyone. But few are those who remember the Master with every single breath. Master Kripal used to say that if we knew how much the Master loves us, we would go on dancing in the streets. And from the hymn, every day the breaths are going out. One day this bag will be emptied. Your body is a water bag. Water is flowing out through all its holes. Now he lovingly explains to us that our body is like a water bag. The water bag has only one outlet, and still, very soon, it goes empty. But our body has two outlets. When we breathe in, life is decreased. And when we breathe out, even then, our life is decreased. In this way, by breathing in and out, very soon this bag of the body will become empty of breath, and we will have to leave it. Saints tell us that this bag of our body is becoming empty, whether we are sleeping or sitting, running, talking, or doing anything. 24 hours a day, with every single breath, our body is becoming empty. Again, from the hymn. You are unconscious and careless and never listen to the original word. You have become careless in this material world, and you've forgotten yourself. You have forgotten death. For 24 hours a day, that sound of God is coming within you, but you have forgotten it. You are not listening to it. And from the hymn, Maya is chasing you. Why not give up lust? The negative power has created these idols of clay, and to them he has attached the mind as his agent. And he has told his mind to check and make sure that nobody should do the devotion of the Lord. Everybody should remain content in pleasure. We have become habitual in indulging in the pleasures. Even though we repent, and we know how much we are losing, and say that we will never do it again, when the wave of mind comes, then we lose everything and give in. Kabir Sahib says that the unchaste person can never do the devotion of God because his illusions and worries never come to an end. In his mind, he always worries, and he knows that he is doing a bad thing. Kabir Sahib says further that the rise of the meditation of Nam is upward, and the degradation of love, of lust, is downward. When we do the meditation of Nam, our soul goes up, and when we indulge in lust, our soul comes down. We cannot do both things at one time because they are exactly opposite to each other. There is the same difference as between day and night. We can have only one taste, one intoxication, one enjoyment. Either we give up the taste of pleasures and have the intoxication of Shabad Nam, or we give up the real intoxication and pleasure of Shabad Nam and indulge in the worldly pleasures. Saints do not mean to spoil anyone's married life. They do not say that in married life you cannot be together. They tell us that marriage means taking a partner and making the worldly life smooth and comfortable. And in married life there is no difficulty. The difficulty comes only when the dear ones indulge with each other in lust more than they should be doing, so that gradually the love between husband and wife is finished, and instead of coming closer and loving each other, they lose their love. Again from the hymn. Without the grace of the Master, you will not escape from this. Meditate on the Guru's Nam. If you want to get away from the heat, you will have to go to the mountains. In the same way, if you want to get away from the fire, from the heat of the pleasures, you will have to receive the grace of the Master. Now, the question is, Master is always showering his grace on us, but how much are we receptive to his grace? How ready are we to receive his grace? From the hymn. Contemplate the form of the Master in your heart, still your mind. When the wave of lust comes and bothers you, at that time you should hide yourself behind the form of the Master. Sit in remembrance of the Master. Sit doing Simran of the Master and take refuge at the feet of the Master, because this is the only way of saving yourself from the wave of lust. The refuge of the Master is a very strong fort. From the hymn. He is gracious. He thinks of showering grace on you. With his every single breath, he helps. When by doing the Simran you cross the sun, moon, and stars and reach the form of the Master, when you manifest the form of the Master within you, that form of the Master is a very gracious one, and he will protect you with every single breath and give you everything that you will need. When the form of the Master is manifested within us, the Master protects us as the mother protects the child. The mother sees that now the child is going to put his hand in the fire and it is not good for him, so at once she goes and saves him from the fire. Even though the child may not like that, because he is innocent and does not know what is good or bad for him, the mother knows, and that is why she protects him. In the same way, when the form of the Master is manifested within us, since he is the gracious one, he is the loving one, and he is our protector, he protects us with every single breath. Now, when we are sitting outside, even now, Master is showering all his grace on us. But since we are not aware what is good and what is bad for us, when we have some desire and it is not fulfilled, we get upset at the Master because we do not know whether it is good for us or bad for us. So when we go within and when we manifest the form of the Master, then we come to realize how much grace is being showered on us and how the Master is giving us the things which we need. Again from the hymn, give up the pleasures. Why do you buy the disease? There is no comfort in it. Swamiji is once again awakening us from the slumber of carelessness and says, the pleasures of the world are the diseases. You should give them up. And from the hymn, O dear one, obey the Master. Only then will you find peace. Now, Swamiji Maharaj lovingly says, dear one, first of all, whatever your Master is telling you to do, do that. Only then will you find peace. From the hymn, he will remove all your pain. He will give you the immovable abode. When we obey the commandments of the Master, when we act according to the instructions of the Master, then Master knows how he has to remove our pain, and only then the Master gives us the real home, Satchkhand, which does not fall into any kind of dissolution or grand dissolution. The final lines from the hymn. Radha Swami makes you hear. Search for your own Nam. Swamiji Maharaj lovingly says, I have explained to you that this is the world of suffering. This world of the negative power is full of the suffering and death. The only way we can get away from the suffering of the world is to rise above this world. We've been given this precious human body, but we are wasting our precious breaths by indulging in the worldly pleasures. The only way we can save ourselves from this pain and unhappiness is to go within and hear the Shabda and manifest that Nam with which we are already connected by the perfect master. Finally, I would like to give you one piece of advice, and that is that you should utilize this precious human birth that you've been given, and you should take advantage of it. Whatever your master has told you to do, you should do that, because he is within you and he knows best. Whatever he orders, you should do that and improve your life. That concludes that satsang. And we've been reading from Guru Nanak's Japji. And we will continue reading, starting with stanza 12. None can describe the condition of one who has made God's will his own. Whoever tries to do so must realize his folly. No supply of paper, pen, or scribe can ever describe the state of such a one. Oh, great is the power of the word, but few there be that know it. By practice of the word, one rises into universal consciousness and develops right understanding. By practice of the word, one develops clairvoyance and transvision of the whole creation. By practice of the word, one is freed from sorrow and suffering. By practice of the word, one shall not go to Yama after his death. Oh, great is the power of the word, but few there be that know it. By practice of the word, one speeds on to the higher spiritual planes unhindered. By practice of the word, one gets into the spiritual plane openly and honorably. By practice of the word, one escapes the bypaths of Yama, king of death. By practice of the word, one gets in close touch with the truth. Oh, great is the power of the word, but few there be that know it. By practice of the word, one finally attains salvation. By practice of the word, one leads one's kith and kin as well to freedom. By practice of the word, one saves not only himself, but when he becomes an adept, many others whom he guides. By practice of the word, one, freed from desires, escapes from the wheel of transmigration. Oh, great is the power of the word, but few there be that know it. The saint, the word personified, is acceptable at his court and is the chief elect therein. The saint adorns the threshold of God and is honored even by kings. The saint lives by and meditates on the one word. Whoever discusses and expounds the mystery of his creation realizes that the works of the Creator are beyond reckoning. Dharam, or word, born of his grace, is the proverbial bull that is harmoniously sustaining the creation. Whoever realizes this verily knows the truth. It is nothing but the word that is carrying the crushing load of the entire creation. For were this earth upheld by a bull, that in turn must be supported by some other planet, and that by another, and so on ad infinitum. What a tremendous load! What other power could support it? None but the word. There is no end to the creation. There are countless forms of life with varied names and species and colors. Writ on the objective world by the ever-flowing pen of the Creator. Who can reckon his creation? And if one could, how great would be the count? How great is his power, and how beautiful his handiwork? Who can count the measure of his sweet bounty? With one word of his, this vast creation blossomed into being, and a thousand streams of life sprang into existence. What power have I to conceive of thy wonderful nature? Too poor am I to make an offering of my life to thee. Whatever pleaseth thee is good. Thou art forevermore, O formless one. Countless there are that remember thee, and countless those that love thee. Countless there are that worship thee, and countless those that seek thee in austerity and penance. Countless there are that recite from sacred books thy praises, and countless those that, absorbed in yoga, stand indifferent to the world. Countless those thy devotees who contemplate thy attributes and wisdom. Countless those that practice truth and charity. Countless are the heroes that boldly face the foe man's steel, and countless those who have vowed silence and meditate on thee with unceasing love. What power have I to conceive of thy wonderful nature? Too poor am I to make an offering of my life to thee. Whatever pleaseth thee is good. Thou art forevermore, O formless one. Innumerable are the fools, stark blind in ignorance, and innumerable the thieves and crooks that thrive on ill-gotten gains. Innumerable those that exercise tyranny and oppression, and innumerable the cutthroats living by heinous crimes. Innumerable those that revel in shameless sins. Innumerable the liars that practice fraud and falsehood. Innumerable the impious that live on unwholesome foods, and innumerable the slanderers who add to their burden by calumniating others. Innumerable the many for lowly Nanak to describe. What power have I to conceive of thy wonderful nature? Too poor am I to make an offering of my life to thee. Whatever pleaseth thee is good. Thou art forevermore, O formless one. Countless thy names and countless thy places, unapproachable and inaccessible, thy innumerable heavenly plateaus. Even by the word countless, we fail to describe thee. By words we describe thee, and by words we praise thee. By words we acquire divine knowledge, and in words are sung thy hymns and attributes. It is words that we employ in speech and in writing. In them is our fate ordained. But he who ordains is above such writ. As thou ordaineth, so do we receive. Thou art eminent in all, and nothing is where thy word is not. What power have I to conceive of thy wonderful nature? Too poor am I to make an offering of my life to thee. Whatever pleaseth thee is good. Thou art forevermore, O formless one. In our final reading, we will continue a discourse of Master Kapal we began last week. This is called All the World's a Play. This is the first of the master's talks that are printed in the book, The Third World Tour of Kripal Singh. And it's a talk that Master gave just before he left India to come on the tour. So continuing the satsang, Master says, there are two ways to view life and to live life. You have been born into some religion, That's all right. Stay there. But unfortunately, no matter to what religion one belongs, one still remains at the level of mind and senses. And where do such people go? Wherever the attention is, there will you reside. Brothers, what are we doing? Man knows much about the body, how to cure it, how to destroy it. Through the intellect, many achievements have been accomplished. Through radio and television, one can see and hear people across thousands of miles. One can traverse the earth in a matter of hours. But with all this advancement, is man happy? One master asks, "What is the foundation of all knowledge? It is to know who one is." He says also that although mankind has acquired excessive knowledge of physical and intellectual sides of man, all at one sense level, yet with all this, man is a fool. One is but a fool without right understanding. A life everlasting can be lived by sitting in the circle of a realized soul, which cannot be got from learned, the intellectuals, readers of scriptures, or propagandists. If a realized soul is also learned academically, he will explain the subject in a variety of ways. If he is illiterate and without worldly learning, he will give out the truth in a simple and common sense manner, in the form of parables and examples. When Bulla Shah went to Shah Inayat, he asked how one can realize God. Shah Inayat replied, "What is there to it? Simply withdraw from here and attach there." It is a matter of directing the attention, of withdrawing from the body and its environments, from the sense level. Awareness will then come of itself, and so will the awareness of the sustainer of all life. To realize God is not difficult, like acquiring worldly knowledge, for worldly knowledge requires some hypothesis. But to realize God is a straightforward method of self-analysis. It is really very clear and simple, but because of our superficial life and our deep forgetfulness, the whole position is topsy-turvy. You should have gotten to know the Creator during your lifetime. You should have gained the knowledge of all creation, of Pind, And, Brahmand, and Parbrahmand. Instead of this, the spinning wheel is reversed. Now we will take a hymn of Guru Nanak, the first Sikh Guru. The masters come to cry out the truth to the people. Those who listen gain some benefit. What is the use of playing a penny whistle amid the sound of a dozen kettle drums? Those who hear the single voice are few and fortunate. After preaching the whole of Gita, Lord Krishna said, "O Arjuna, did you listen?" Many may listen, but it is a matter of digesting the words. You've all been listening to my voice, but have the words gone home? Will you take any action after hearing them? Having listened to the advice, we must develop awareness. And beginning the hymn. The body is thought to be immortal, but the world is just a play. This world is like a magician's act. He fascinates his audience with his magic, but in the end, what is in it? It's all deception, a grand delusion. The body is the beginning of delusion. we see the whole of life from the body's level. And that's how the illusion starts. Through the mind and senses, we make the body work. We, the controller. If the controller withdraws, then the awareness comes. Kabir Sahib also says, the magician performed his play, and all came to see the show. But it's all an illusion, and through lack of the right understanding, people are drifting farther and farther away. Some cry, some groan, some laugh, and some dance. It is a strange scene to those who can survey it clearly. When a man is born, he enters a closely guarded prison. But the people around the baby rejoice. The poor soul has entered a prison, and everyone is happy about it. If only the soul, while living in this human form, would learn to rise above its prison of illusion. It would gain awareness, and it would see the whole picture in its true perspective. Everything is the Lord's play. Many have asked, but why did he start this play? This is a question that should be asked of him alone. When we search the words of the masters, we find that they tell us that when the Lord wished to become from one to many, the whole of creation came into being. You will find only this much information on the subject. From one source, millions of rivers flowed forth. As long as a person remains under the influence of mind and senses, this question continues to arise. When one rises above, it is no longer imperative. It's similar to the proverbial riddle, did the tree come first or the seed? Did the chicken come first or the egg? Is there any question? Is there any answer to these questions at the intellectual level? We cannot understand the functions of all these laws until we rise above the body and its environments. We never stop to realize that the body will not last forever. One man went to a fakir and informed him that a certain man was dying. The fakir asked the dying man's age, and he was told that he was 72. The fakir promptly said, "He's been dying for 72 years now. This is merely his last breath." A mother considers that her child is growing, but is he? If he is destined to live for 50 years, then when he's 10, only 40 are left. When he reaches 20 years of age, only 30 years are left. We can never escape this paradoxical illusion without rising above the body by self-analysis. Can you free yourselves? If you have got as far as realizing that you cannot, you should furthermore learn why you cannot. It is because the attachments drag your senses, and the senses drag your mind, and the mind drags your intellect. For this problem, right guidance is most necessary. The human birth is the grand opportunity wherein you can solve the mystery in the company of him who has already found the answer and who will demonstrate this practical self-analysis by giving you inner experience. That experience must then be increased daily. If you did 1,000 varieties of practices, you would not get the light within but remain at the sense level. Good actions bring good reward, but they will not release the soul from the prison. With our own eyes, We see the impermanence around us daily, and yet we do nothing to get out of this futile situation. Nanak says, without knowing thyself, this illusion cannot be shattered. We must come to know our true self through analyzing the soul from mind and senses. We should be so much in control of our being that we hear whenever we wish to hear, and we see whenever we wish to see. Just like a factory, the machinery is switched on in whichever department is required to do the work. We should be able to work through whichever sense we so choose. But we are dragged around by our senses, and we blindly think that if the body's comfortable, we'll be happy. Even if the body is comfortable for a while, how can that be a permanent position? The Vedas tell us that the world is untrue and the soul is the truth. It's also written, O Lord, take me from untruth to the truth. We will leave off at that point. Last week we began satsang talk that Sanchi gave in June of 1992 at Shama's. And this was on the Bani of Guru Ram Dass. It has the name, He Always Forgives Us.
राम राम तोता भी कहता है सिखाया हुआ ठग चोर यार सारे ही राम राम कहते हैं लेकिन जे उन्हां नूं राम मिलिया हुंदा ओ ठगी चोरी जिनाकारी तो हट जांदे मुक्त हो जांदे कहण लगे इस तरह कोई फल नहीं मिलता गा सब तो पहला गुरु साहब कहते हैं किसी महात्मा नूं मिलो ओ तुहानूं नाम देवेगा असीं कमाई करांगे ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਫਲ ਪਾਵੇ ਕੋਈ ਫਲ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੀਵਨ ਮੁਕਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਜਿਸ ਘਰ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਤੋਂ ਆਈ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਏਗੀ
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਰਿਪੀਟਸ ਰਾਮਾ ਰਾਮਾ ਈਵਨ ਦ ਪੈਰਟ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਟਾਟ ਸਪੀਕਸ ਰਾਮਾ ਰਾਵਾ ਰਾਮਾ ਰਾਮਾ ਈਵਨ ਆਲ ਦ ਥੀਵਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਕਮਿਟ ਦ ਐਡਲਟਰੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਸਪੀਕ ਔਰ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਰਿਪੀਟਿੰਗ ਰਾਮਾ ਰਾਮਾ ਬਟ ਜਸਟ ਬਾਈ ਰਿਪੀਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਵਰਡ ਔਰ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਰਾਮਾ ਰਾਮਾ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਰਾਮਾ When do we get the Rama? Only when we go to the Master and when the Master gives us the Naam. When we get the Naam and meditate upon that Naam, only after that, with the grace of the Master, we get the fruit. Which is the fruit that we get after doing the meditation of Naam? Our soul goes back to the same place, to our real home, from where she has come.
So, Ramdas Ji Maharaj, Chauthe Ram Degge, ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਕੇ ਕੀ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਹੀ ਸ਼ਿੰਗਾਰ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬੜੀ ਹੀ ਆਜ ਜੀ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਦਾਸਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਦਾਸਾਂ ਦਾ ਸੰਗਤ ਬਖਸ਼ ਮੈਨੂੰ
ਸੋ ਵਾਟ ਡਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ pray to that fourth Rama after reaching Sachkhand. You know, the humility is the ornament of the masters. They come in this world carrying a lot of humility. They are full of humility. They are abode of humility. So even after reaching Sachkhand, Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj is praying to the Rama. He is praying to his master that, O Lord, you bless me the Sangat. Bless me the company of those who are your devotees. You keep me in their company.
Sanu. ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਗਣਾ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਕੀ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹੈ ਮੇਰੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਦੂਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਰੁਜ਼ਗਾਰੀ ਦੂਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਰਾਜੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਣ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਅਹੁਦਾ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਵੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਇੱਕ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਹਟਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਰ ਇੱਕ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੇਰੁਜ਼ਗਾਰੀ ਦੂਰ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਦੂਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਕੋਈ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਹੋਰ ਘਾਟਾ ਪੈ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਹੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਮੱਸਿਆ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਨਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਦਿਨ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹੈ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਭਗਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕੀ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਉਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹੈ। ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਲਮਾਰੀ ਬਣਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ, ਮੇਜ ਬਣਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਲੇ ਪਲੇ ਮਿਸਤਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਓਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਜਾਇਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਅਗਰ ਮਿਸਤਰੀ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਘਰੇ ਲਿਆਓ ਜੋ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਣਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜੋ ਚਾਹੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਕਰਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
We the worldly people don't even know what to ask from the master. That is why we ask or we pray to the master that master remove our diseases, remove our sicknesses, or if we have the problem of unemployment or if we are poor, we ask for the material wealth. So if we don't have the children, we ask for the children. And when we lose that wealth or when we lose those children or again the problems come up, then we become even, then we suffer even more. So we people don't even know what to ask from the master. But what do the beloveds of God ask from their master? They ask only the master from the master. Master Savan Singh Ji used to say that suppose if you want one closet to be made and some other things to be made, it is better to bring the carpenter in your home. Once the carpenter has come to your home, you can ask him and he will make anything you want for him. It is better than going to the carpenter for every single thing you want in your home. In the same way, when we do the meditation of the Naam, when we remain concentrated at our eye center, and when we manifest that Shabad form of the Master within us, after that, whatever we want our Master to do, he will do it for us. So that is why we people don't know what to ask from the Master. Only the beloveds of God, since they ask only God from the Master, that is why they always remain content.
Guru Sahib kende hai, ਬਿਨ ਤੁਧ ਹੋਰ ਜੇ ਮੰਗਣਾ ਸਿਰ ਦੁੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਸੰਤੋਖਿਆ ਤੇ ਉਤਰੇ ਮਨ ਕੀ ਭੁੱਖ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਟੂ ਆਸਕ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੂ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਯੂ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਆਸਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਮੋਰ ਪੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਫਰਿੰਗਸ। ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਦੀ ਨਾਮ, ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਦ ਕੰਟੈਂਟਮੈਂਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਈ ਦੀ ਹੰਗਰ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਮੇ ਬਿਕਮ ਸੈਟੀਏਟਿਡ।
ਬਾਣ ਕਿਰਨ ਹਰਿਆ ਕੀਤਿਆਂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਿਆ ਮਨੁੱਖ। ਬਾਣ ਕਿਰਨ, ਅਗਰ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਰਖਤ ਹੇਠ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਲੋਕ ਉਸ ਦਰਖਤ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਚੰਗਾ ਗਿਣਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸੇ ਕਾਸ ਤੇ ਪੈਰ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਕਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਊਂਠ ਤੇ ਸਵਾਰੀ ਕਰ ਲੈਣ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਰਖਤ ਦਾ ਫਲ ਖਾ ਲੈਣ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ।
If the master sits under a tree, even that tree gets a human body. If the master rides on any animal, that soul also gets a human body. Master Savan Singh used to say that if the master eats the fruit of any tree, that tree also gets the human body.
To insaan nu tarna ohna vaste ki mushkil ho sakda hai, lekin sanu pata nega assi satsang vich aunde hai, roz sunde vi hai ke malik de pyaran to ki mangna hai, kade vaste assi sant mat vich dakhil hone hai.
So what is difficult for the master to liberate the human being? Every day in the satsang we come and we hear that what we should ask from the master, what we should be praying to the master, why we have come to the santmat, why we have come to the satsang.
To malik de pyare jehde hai oh parmatma to parmatma hi mang rahe hai din raat.
So day and night the beloveds of God are asking only God or from God.
ਰਾਮ ਹਮ ਦਾਸਨ ਦਾਸ ਕਰੀ ਜੈ, ਰਾਮ ਹਮ ਦਾਸਨ ਦਾਸ ਕਰੀ ਜੈ, ਜਬ ਲਗ ਸਾਸ ਹੋਏ ਮਨ ਅੰਤਰ, ਸਾਧੂ ਤੁਰ ਪਵੀ ਜੈ।
ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਸਾਂ ਦੀ ਗਤੀਵਿਧੀ ਹੈ ਓਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਮੈਂ ਸਾਧੂਆਂ ਦੀ ਧੂੜ ਨੂੰ ਲੋਚਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਧੂਆਂ ਦੀ ਧੂੜ ਬਖਸ਼ਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now lovingly he said that as long as the breathing is going on in my within, I am yearning or I am seeking the dust of the feet of the sadhus. You grant me the dust of the feet of the sadhus.
ਹੁਣ ਸਵਾਲ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਧੂੜੀ ਤੋਂ ਮਕਸਦ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ? ਉਹ ਬਾਹਰਲੀ ਤੂੜੀ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਬਾਹਰਲੀ ਤੂੜੀ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰਲੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤੀ ਨਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ।
Now the question arises, what do the masters mean when they say the dust of the feet of the sadhus? They do respect and appreciate the dust of the outer feet of the master, because it also has its own importance. If we had not received and if we had not appreciated the dust of the outer feet of the master, we would have not gone in the within, and we would have not got the yearning to go in the within to get the dust of the inner feet of the master.
Guru Ramdas ji bhi kende hai, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਨਾਉ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਖਿਆਲੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਔਰ ਸੰਸਦਲ ਕਮਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਤੂੜੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਚਰਨ ਹਨ।
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੇਕੇਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਨਾਈਨ ਓਪਨਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਬਾਡੀ ਯੂ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਫਸਟ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਸੰਸਦਲ ਕਮਲ ਔਰ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਰੀਚਿੰਗ ਦੇਰ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਡਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਇਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਇਹੀ ਸੁਖ ਮੰਗੈ ਮੋਕੋ ਕਰ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਕੀ ਤੂੜੇ।
The same thing Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says that the slave Nanak only asks for this happiness, that may you make me the dust of the feet of the saints.
Tulsi Sahib bhi mehma gaunde hai is tudi di chin chin surat samar lar durg ke raho tan man darpan maan saaj surat se gaho lagan lage lak saar tab paya are hare tulsi sant charan ki tood noor darsaya.
Tulsi Sahib also says the same thing. He says that with every single breath, every single moment, you remain attentive to the master. You always remain, keep your attention towards the master. And with every single breath, make efforts to go to the master. Tulsi says that only with the grace of the master can one get the dust of the feet of the master.
Ki tusi saah saah na simran karo, teesre til te apne khyal nu rakho, aap kahen lage, eh, mishakat, ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ, ਬੋਝਾ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ, ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ, ਲਗਨ ਨਾਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ।
ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਵਿਦ ਯੋਰ ਐਵਰੀ ਸਿੰਗਲ ਬ੍ਰੈਥ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਕੀਪ ਯੋਰ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ। ਯੂ ਡੋਨਟ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦਿਸ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਬਰਡਨ, ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਇਟ ਵਿਦ ਆਲ ਯੋਰ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ।
ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉੱਥੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਤੂੜੀ ਜਦ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨੂਰ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅੰਦਰਲੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਖੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਉਹ ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ।
When we come at the eye center and when we let that dust of the feet of the master go into our eyes, then our eyes become illuminated, then we see the light, then we see the light.
ਜਪ ਲਗ ਸਾਸ ਹੋਈ ਮਨ ਅੰਤਰ ਸਾਧੂ ਤੂਰ ਪਵੀ ਜੈ ਸ਼ੰਕਰ ਨਾਰਦ ਸੇਖ ਨਾਗ ਮੁਨੀ ਤੂਰ ਸਾਧੂ ਕੀ ਲੋਤੀ
ਸ਼ਿਵ ਨਾਰਦ ਸੇਖਨਾਗ ਪ੍ਰੀਖੀ ਮੁਨੀ ਸਾਧੂਆਂ ਦੀ ਧੂੜੀ ਨੂੰ ਤਰਸਦੇ ਚਲੇ ਗਏ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਨਾ ਹੋਈ।
ਸ਼ਿਵ ਨਾਰਦ ਸ਼ੇਸ਼ਨਾਗ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਰਿਸ਼ੀ ਮੁਨੀਸ ਦੇ ਲੈਫਟ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦੈਟ ਡਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਾਧੂਸ ਬਟ ਦੇ ਕੁਡ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਇਟ।
ਹੁਣ ਸਵਾਲ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਧੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਇਤਨੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ, ਧੂੜੀ ਦੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਧੂ ਕੀ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ? ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਘਰ ਬਾਰ ਛੱਡੇ ਨੂੰ, ਕੱਪੜੇ ਰੰਗੇ ਨੂੰ, ਰੰਗੇ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਧੂ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜੇ।
Now the question arises that they talk so much, they sing so much glory, or they sing so much importance of the feet of the sadhu and the dust of the feet of the sadhu. Who is called sadhu? He who has left his home, or he who is wearing the colored robes and who is wandering here and there is not called the sadhu.
ਜੋ ਨੌ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸੂਰਜ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਸਤਾਰੇ ਲੰਘ ਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਰੂਪ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਵੀ ਅਸਥੂਲ ਸੂਖਮ ਕਾਰਨ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸਾਧੂ ਹੈ।
He who comes behind the eyes after vacating the nine openings of the body and after crossing the sun, the stars, moon and sun, he who manifests the form of the master within him, and he who even goes beyond that, He who removes the physical, astral, and causal covers from his soul and goes to Parbrahm, he is called the sadhu.
Aisa sadhu mile to mubarak hai. Lekin aisa sadhu bade kat milde hai. E ni ke sadhu hai ni ge. So is vaste aap pyar na kende hai. Milne to sasangi ok hai. Pyaro sadhu milna kinna mushkil hunda hai.
If we get such a sadhu, we are the most fortunate one. Because rare are such sadhus. It is not that such sadhus are not available. They are available, but they are very few. You know that it is very difficult to find or meet the satsangi. So how difficult? It is more, even more difficult to find such sadhus.
Kabir sahib kende hai, Guru batave sadh ko sadh kahe guru pooj, ars pars ke mel ke pahi agam ki suj.
Kabir sahib says that the master tells you to go to the sadhu and the sadhu tells you to worship the master. By following both of them, you can get the awareness or you can get the knowledge of that plane or that place which is unfathomable.
Kabir.
We'll finish with Sanchi's Bhajan, Merda Kagaja Gunavala, page 70. Tear up the paper of the account of my sins. I don't ask for anything else. You can do everything. You are all conscious. I am the one who makes faults, and I am not true to the salt. Becoming the philosopher's stone, liberate this iron. We cannot know your glory, nor can we recognize the divine light. Shoot the arrow of grace in our hearts. One day, we have to leave this foreign country. The body is false, the Maya is false. O Lord, holding us by the arm, take us across. We are the sinners. We are the ones who make mistakes. O Lord, forgive us. We are the poor souls. Remove the pains of egoism. Shower grace on us and make us give up the sins. Make us do Simran and Bhajan. O Kripalji, liberate this suffering Ajab. Tear up the paper of the account of my sins. I don't ask for anything else. Merda Kagaja Gunavala, page 70.
Merda Kagaja Gunavala Pare De Hore Kucha Mangada Nahi Merda Kagaja Gunavala Pare De Hore Kucha Mangada Nahi Tu Samarata Tu Antar Jami Me Gunahagaraha Nima Karami Tu Samarata Tu Antar Jami Me Gunagaraha Nima Karami Banke Parasalohenu Tare De Ore Kucha Mangada Nahi Nera Kagaja Gunavala Pare De Hore Kucha Mangada Nahi Teri Mehima Janan Sakiye Nura Ilahi Pachan Sakiye Teri Mehima Janan Sakiye Nura Ilahi Pachan Sakiye Tira dea da calege vicia mare dei, ore cucia manga da nahi mera, kaga jaguna havala pare dei, ore cucia manga da nahi. Chadana ika dina desha paraya juti kaya juti maya chadana ika dina desha paraya juti kaya juti maya baho par piya kara pare dei ore kucha mangada nahi mera kag jaguna havala pare dei ore kucha mangada nahi asi papiha ogunahare bakashodata jiva vichare asi papiha ogunahare bakashodata jiva vichare home hangata de dukare nivare de ore kucha mangada nahi mera kag jaguna havala pare dei ore kucha mangada nahi de akaro sato papa chudavo simarana bhajanada japa karavo de akaro sato papa chudavo simarana bhajanada japa karavo kirpal ji duki he ajay bnutar dei hore kucha mangada nahi mera kag jaguna vala pare dei hore kucha mangada nahi.
Shower grace on us and make us give up the sins. Make us do the Simran and Bhajan, O Kripalji. Liberate this suffering Ajab. Tear up the paper of the account of my sins. I don't ask for anything else. May God bless us all.